Today is Friday, February 23rd, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Less than a week ago, I was relatively unfamiliar with the character known as Alexander Smirnov, but this week he is leading the headlines. Yesterday, the DOJ special counsel who is investigating Hunter Biden, David Weiss, asked a judge to hold Smirnov in jail on pretrial detention, even though he had been released on bond earlier this week. The special counsel made the request on the grounds that Smirnov has dual citizenship, as well as access to substantial funds and extensive contacts with high-level Russian intelligence, making him a significant flight risk. Then, just a few hours later, Smirnov was rearrested in Las Vegas out of concerns that he might flee. And, this is the important part, concerns that he will continue to actively peddle new lies and misinformation that could impact U.S. elections on behalf of Russian intelligence. And given that Smirnov was the key witness for Republicans in the House of Representatives' attempt to impeach President Biden, the revelation of his links to Russian intelligence are quite problematic. However, there is one Republican standing up in the crowd. Ken Buck of Colorado criticized his colleagues for using Smirnov's claims in their impeachment inquiry, even though they knew that his statements hadn't been verified and that his credibility was uncertain. A good point you bring up, Ken, but it is worth noting that Ken's brave words only come since he announced that he is retiring after this term is over. It is really all Russia, Russia, Russia these days. Russian hackers reportedly went hard for Ukrainian media outlets this week, attacking Ukraine's largest online publications and posting false information earlier this week pertaining to the battle in Avdiivka, where Russia made their first advance in months. As a diplomatic response to Russia's moves, the EU approved a new package of sanctions against 193 individuals and entities that they say funded the Kremlin's military efforts or were involved in the kidnapping and trafficking of Ukrainian children. The sanctions ban these entities and people from traveling to the EU and conducting commerce there. And also yesterday, President Biden said that today, his administration will announce the strongest sanctions against Putin and the Kremlin since the beginning of the invasion 2 years ago, just in time for the anniversary tomorrow. His announcement came alongside a visit with Alexei Navalny's widow Yulia Navalnaya and their daughter Dasha, and of course, with another appeal to Congress to pass emergency military funding for Ukraine. Finally, moving on, after continuous pressure from the Biden administration, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed yesterday to send Israeli negotiators back to Paris today to continue hostage negotiations. The current deal being discussed would involve a 6-week pause in fighting in exchange for the release of the remaining hostages, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israel. The main term that remains an issue is exactly how many Palestinian prisoners will be released and how this list of those people will be determined. The Biden administration is working to secure a deal before the start of Ramadan, which is in less than 3 weeks. A good idea, because then you're running into Easter and then Passover, and before you know it, it's Memorial Day weekend. Yesterday, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Illinois House Democrat Jan Schakowsky introduced a new bill in Congress that would prohibit corporations from price gouging. The legislation would authorize the FTC and state attorneys general to enforce a federal ban against grossly excessive price increases, as well as against large corporations that exercise unfair leverage while jacking up prices, while also protecting small businesses that raise prices in good faith. The bill would simultaneously require that public companies disclose changes in their pricing strategies in their SEC filings in circumstances such as, let's say, a pandemic that shocks the supply chain and provides cover for price gouging under the guise of legitimate price increases for supplies. You know, things like that. For our final story, an American spacecraft has landed on the moon for the first time in over 50 years. The spacecraft is named Odysseus, subtle, and was built by the private aerospace company Intuitive Machines. It launched on February 15th. However, even though it successfully landed, the signals that it's sending back to Earth are pretty weak, making it unclear if it'll be able to conduct the research that was intended for this flight. Perhaps the moon doesn't want us. Has anyone thought of that? Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. If you enjoy our show, please leave us a rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And a special note to all of our former Betches Up podcast listeners. The show is back with a new name and a new host. Check out American Fever Dream, hosted by our fave Amanda Duberman and V Spear of Under the Desk News. New episodes are out every Tuesday. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.